In business, we learn to follow a playbook because that's what the gurus say that will get you to the place that you need to be in order to realize success. But at the same time, that results in failure. If I had only listened to what the gurus told me to do with respect to my business, I would simply be a consultant like everybody else. But instead, I listened to my customers, I listened to the people in my inner circle, and then realized I'm not just a consultant. I'm the drop-in CEO. So listening to your customers and pivoting based on what they're saying, you need to listen. And this is important insight that Tom Schwab has to share. Let's listen.
Here's my business plan. I'm going to write this cheesy PDF book. I'll give it away to people. And then some people said, hey, do a course. So that was my plan. I was going to do that. But Deb, I never took the course out of beta. Because I could see that people weren't getting results with it. You know, you can see from the back end what everything is doing. And the ones that were honest with me said, you know, I don't want to learn how to do this. I want to be the guest. I want you to do the rest. You know, it's like some people buy cookbooks, other people go to restaurants. And these were the people that wanted to go to the restaurant. So with that, I had to pivot. I had to listen to what the market was saying. And to what my ideal customers were saying and how I could give them more value.
Welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, and as the Drop-In CEO, I drop into businesses and assume the CEO role to enhance the human element and increase the results they achieve. This podcast is about bringing you conversations with expert guests who have achieved their greatest results built on a strong foundation of purpose, values, and elevating people. If you're a business leader, entrepreneur, or even just getting started in business, join us as we build the skills you need to achieve your goals. Hello, and welcome to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I'm Deb Coviello, founder of Illumination Partners. And I want to thank you for joining me on another episode today where I get to speak to amazing leaders and share their insights with you. So if you like this episode, please subscribe so we can continue to bring you great programming. And I also make you this offer. I am the CEO's guide to reflect on your business, elevate your team through rapid change, and bring you peace of mind. For more information about my consulting services or Human-Centric Leadership Academy, please contact me at dropinceo.com and let's continue the conversation. And now, I am honored to share the mic with my fantastic guest, Tom Schwab. In this noisy digital world, you can't break through the noise, you just add to it. Instead, you need to get in on the conversation where your ideal customers are already listening. As a Navy veteran who ran nuclear power plants and an inbound marketing engineer, Tom Schwab has a refreshingly unique approach. He focuses on time-proven strategy, then supercharges it with today's technology and podcast interview marketing. An author, speaker, and teacher, Tom helps you get more traffic, leads, and raving customer fans by being interviewed on targeted podcasts. So it is my pleasure and so excited for this conversation, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Deb, thank you for having me. I'm thrilled to be here.
So we have had an interesting way how we've connected, but this is the beauty of conversations and connections. I have the good fortune of working with Mario Pereca, who produces the Drop-In CEO podcast, and I have found that I've become quite relevant on my podcast. A lot of people reaching out because they want to be on the show, but it becomes murky on what is the best guest for me, as well as I'm sure they're seeking the right host. So I was referred to Karen Schwab of Interview Valet, who has now brought me to you. So I just want to thank you for the work that you're doing, and we're going to have a great conversation here.
Well, that is great. And I'm glad that the stars aligned. And, you know, today it's amazing. There's a lot of problems in the world, but there's no better time to be alive. You know, you can connect with anyone, anywhere, and this is proof of it.
All right, beautiful. So if you could just share a little bit about your story, your journey, and how you serve your clients at Interview Valet.
Sure. Well, I believe that obscurity is our biggest problem, right? There's so many people you could serve right now with your current product or service. They gladly give you money for it. The problem is they don't know you exist. And this idea that we're going to break through the noise, I think most of us are just adding to the noise. I'd rather get in on the conversation, get introduced by somebody that's a trusted friend. And really, that's what we do at Interview Valet. My background, like I said, was in engineering and inbound marketing. And really, we use podcasts and specifically podcast guesting to help authors, speakers, coaches, consultants, and brands get on those targeted podcast interviews so they can talk directly to their ideal customers. They get to know, like, and trust them. And I think that's really that conversation builds the relationship.
So I'm curious here, and thank you for that. I am also an engineer. So engineer to engineer, what have you brought forward from your engineering training into the work that you're doing now?
It's really the processes and systems. You know, my first job out of college was running nuclear power plants in the Navy. I graduated from the U.S. Naval Academy. So thank you for everybody for paying for my education. But people would say, wow, that's amazing. In your 20s, you could, you know, run nuclear power plants. And I'm like, no, what was amazing is that really smart people could come up with the processes and the systems and the culture to make sure that it could be done and redone reproducibly. So in business and in leadership, I've always looked at it and said, do you have a process to do it reproducibly? Do you have to hire superheroes to make this happen? Or can you just hire great, talented, motivated people and then help them with the systems, the processes, and the culture? Often we blame people, whereas leaders, we should first look and go, well, 99% of the world wants to do a great job. If they're not, look and say, did I give them the right system? Did I give them the process? Is it me or am I looking for superheroes here? So we've really worked that into the business, both from the culture and then also from the deliverables, right? I honestly believe if somebody can't tell you how they got the results, it's probably because they don't know how they got the results. And if they don't know, how are they ever going to reproduce that and reliably deliver?
There's so much great insight in that. And I start thinking about coaching, you know, high performance professionals. When things go bad, we're easy to say what process broke or what people failed. But when things go well, like maybe your up and coming business, up and coming career, it's important to also say what is working well. And at that point, if you don't have the right people around you, maybe you just got the result by brute force. And also if you haven't systematized your processes, when the landscape changes or you go through rapid change, I've seen great leaders fail. But to your point, helping people have the right technical support, people support, as well as the processes and systems as you grow or as things change, you can ensure some level of stability and success.
I agree with you. That feedback loop is so important. I always say, I've got an opinion. Coaches and consultants have an opinion. But to me, the expert is the customer. And they're telling us all the time what they love and what they loathe. And I just have to be smart enough to hear what they're saying and then respond. Do more of one and less of the other.
You know, I'd love to ask you another question. So you've been in this business for about 6 years now, and I think there's great insight in how your business has evolved. It's a two-part question, but over the 6 years, how have you evolved, maybe in response to the changing landscape in podcasting? And what are some of those lessons learned that you can share with us? Because you also say podcast interview marketing is the next gold rush. So I just would love to see how your business has progressed and arrived at that.
Well, and I think it starts at the very beginning. I had just sold a business, an e-commerce business that used inbound marketing with content, you know, basically blogs. And that's how we built up the entire business from a regional player to a national leader. And I started to think, well, you could do the same thing with podcast interviews. Well, I didn't want to start an agency because I knew the work that went into that. So I just thought, here's my business plan. I'm going to write this cheesy PDF book. I'll give it away to people. And then some people said, hey, do a course. So that was my plan. I was going to do that. But Deb, I never took the course out of beta because I could see that people weren't getting results with it. You know, you can see from the back end what everything is doing. And the ones that were honest with me said, you know, I don't want to learn how to do this. I want to be the guest. I want you to do the rest. You know, it's like some people buy cookbooks, other people go to restaurants. And these were the people that wanted to go to the restaurant. So with that, I had to pivot. I had to listen to what the market was saying and to what my ideal customers were saying and how I could give them more value. So we beta tested that and then took it out of beta in early 2016. And that's what became Interview Valet, that's now grown to 18 people and over 100 clients. The other thing that I, you know, have realized over the years, that growing this company is like no other company I've had before. And somebody warned me about this before. And in e-commerce, it's like engineering, right? You build it and then you run it. It's like building a machine. They said, when you've got a service-centered business, a people-centered business, he said, it's more like raising a child. And so early on, it was like, you've got to do everything, right? You've got to be up in the night with the feedings and stuff like that. And sometimes you like it, sometimes you don't, but it's going to change and grow. And he said, you'll start to see where the business grows and takes its first steps, where you think you've hit a milestone, you think they're potty trained, and then something happens. Well, you address that, you move forward. They fall down on the bike. Okay, well, what did we learn from this? And he said, then you get to a point where all of a sudden the business comes to you and says, can I have the car keys and can you get out of the driveway so I can get on with my life? And he said, a lot of people push back on that. They don't let their team grow. They don't let the business grow. They always look back at, I want it the way it was in the old days. And they freeze the development of their business right there. And I thought that was a wonderful analogy for it. You know, I've got 4 grown children now, and whatever age they're at right now is my favorite age. And I think the same way with my business, right? It's gotten to the point now where we've got people that are doing things magnitudes better than I ever did them. And I'm so proud of it. You know, when you're talking to somebody and they'll start raving about, oh, I love Interview Valet, and, you know, Jamie does this for me, or Tommy does this for me. It's almost like I have that same pride with my kids, right? It's grown beyond just me. And some of the things I don't even know that I'm aware of, right? They'll say a story and it's like, the company's too big for me to know every story, every interaction with a customer. But to me, that has been a huge learning thing as the company grows and continues to grow.
Your message is so strong. As I'm listening to you share your story about your business evolving and responding to what your customers are asking you to do, I have come to find some people that have recently transitioned into being a single business owner out of corporate, or they've been a consultant for some time. Things have changed. The phone is not ringing. The Rolodex is getting dusty, if we remember what a Rolodex is, and they're stuck to how to generate business. But to your point, for somebody to be able to pivot and start changing and responding, your customers are going to guide you and grow you. I will say that the same thing for my business. I am in consulting. I may be in consulting and doing an online course, but this media, podcasting, showing up and being more visible, I am getting more and more attention, and I am seeing a great market maybe to provide an offer for my clients. So you never know where this is going to take you, and this is a great media. So great insight. Would love to take it in a slightly different direction if I could. You work with, you said, over 100 or so clients. They come to you. They're seeking guidance on how to get their voice out there. But I would love for you to maybe share a story where you had to help somebody that was either challenged, they weren't in the right mindset, but through your work with them, they were able to realize that maybe moving into being a podcast guest made a difference and has made a difference in the work that they're doing now.
Yeah, I can think of one that I always point to. He's become a friend, and that's Craig Cody. Craig is an amazing guy. He's a retired New York City detective turned CPA, and he does a lot of work with small businesses. And it's one of our strength areas there, and a lot of work as a fractional CFO. And so he came to us, and he had lived through the downturn of 2008. And before, his clientele was very homogeneous, right? They were local businesses. And he felt the impact of the last downturn. And he came and said, well, I want a more diverse clientele. I want to talk to all these different podcasts. I want to talk to different areas so that I've got a lot of options out there. And said, definitely, we can help you with that. And it really, really worked great. And he was seeing great results with it. But there was one area that we pointed out where he was seeing phenomenal results. And we were able to actually look at the data and come back and say, you know, did you realize that you do really well with dentists? And he's like, oh, I love dentists. They're great to work with. And I'm like, well, let's double down there. And so with that, over the next probably 6 months, he was on almost every dental podcast. They were smaller podcasts, right? But it was like fish in a barrel. And he got known in the industry. He got invited to speak at different conferences. And all of a sudden, the market showed him his answer. He's got his own podcast now that talks about, you know, the business side of dentistry. And so by going on podcasts, it not only grew his business. In fact, he shared this publicly at a meeting that his business grew by a 600% return on investment at 12 months and a 1200% return on investment at 2 years with podcast guesting. So not only did his business grow, he got his ideal clients. He really tapped into a new market there. And you know, it's that exposure brings opportunity.
You know, I'll react to that. It's actually almost magical, starting with your putting yourself forward. But I will share with you, I do the podcasting for the pure love of fulfilling my life, of getting those insights from other people. But I have formed some connections where I'm actually engaging in a business transaction with some of my guests once we build these connections. But I will also share with you, because I've been out there either guesting or hosting, you never know who's listening, because then you get that message request saying, I heard your podcast. I either want you to be over here or I suggest somebody else. And that 7 points of connection or what have you might be a business transaction. You just never know who's listening.
And that's one of the great things. We've got a client that is a cybersecurity analyst for one of the big networks. And he told me the other day that number is down to 3.2. So it used to be the 6 degrees of separation. Now it's like 3.2. And that's any place in the world. So, but it's interesting because I used to think the conversation was between the two of us, right? Tom and Deb are having a conversation. That's such a small fraction of the conversation. The vast majority of it is somebody's listening right now and going, I never thought about that. I disagree with that. So they're having a conversation there. And even more so when a podcast, quote unquote, goes viral is when somebody takes that conversation away from the podcast. You can always find a podcast listener because through discussions usually start with, Deb, I was listening to a podcast the other day and they were talking about this. And to me, that's really the magic of the conversation, to take those ideas from your ears and then start talking about it. I can think of one time I was talking with a podcaster. And I said, you know, I was listening to this podcast the other day, and this gentleman was making this point that we live in a world of abundance, right? Abundant choices, abundant calories, abundant customers. And the podcaster I was talking to, Christopher Lockhead of Follow Your Different, he goes, was that Mike Maples Jr.? And I'm like, yes, that was it. And he goes, that was my podcast. And I'm like, it proves that I listened to your podcast, but I said, I don't remember where I necessarily heard it. But that idea impacted me, and I have been spreading it around every place that I talk to.
Absolutely magical. Again, you never know, but it starts with having the right mindset of having your own thoughts and putting yourself out there and just being brave enough to want to connect with people and just have great, fabulous conversations. So, God, we could go on for hours and hours, but I'm going to pick your brain a little bit here. You know, being a guest, well, first of all, shout out to your guests. I have had the honor of having two of your guests on my show, well-groomed, meaning in how they carry themselves. They provide not only a great guest experience, but it's a great host experience as well. So again, I'm going to plug you now. If anybody wants to learn more about your services, definitely check it out, because the quality of clients that he refers to is absolutely amazing. So thank you for that. But you also talk about how we can leverage podcast guesting for promoting, you know, an offer or a book. And you actually do a video. I'm actually going to be finishing watching that video. But tell us a little bit more how, if you've got a book idea or some content, the power of podcasting can help you.
Very much so. And we do a lot of podcast book tours, and we do a lot of helping people with product launches. Today, more than ever, I think people want to know the story and the person behind the idea. So there's so many books out there, right, on Amazon. Which one should I read next? Well, I don't have enough time. And you know, to me, reading or doing a course is the most expensive activity I do. And not because the book costs, you know, $10 on Amazon. It's the time. I don't want to invest my valuable time on that. So if I can hear somebody, hear their heart, hear their ideas, know if I resonate with that, then it's like, I want to learn more from them. I want to read the book. I want to study that. I feel like I'm lying when I say read the book. For me, reading is Audible. So I listen to probably 2 books a week, and then I'll go ahead and buy the actual hardcover books if I find something that I really want to study and outline and everything. So it's a great way to get that know, like, and trust, and you know, have people to either purchase the book, come to the live event, check out the course. And one of the things that we see is that people make decisions in different ways, right? So some people are just a little interested. So maybe for them, the first step is to tell them to come back to the website, and you've got a small offer, which could be like a checklist. They might love the book, but they just don't have time in their life right now to read it. Well, give them a cheat sheet, a checklist, the big 10 ideas from it. Make it easy for them to connect there. Maybe the medium is to buy the book. Maybe it's a webinar that you do, a face to camera for them to get to know you. But there are some people that have a book and then there's a course behind it. And if somebody hears you for half hour, 45 minutes, they've either turned you up or turned you off. And if they've turned you up and they come ready to engage, well, some of those people might say, yeah, I've already bought the book, but how can I hire you to do consulting? How can I work closer with you? I always say, if they come with credit card in hand, wanting to talk with the wizard, don't slow them down in a funnel. Give them a way to engage there.
All right. And I could go on and on about the magic. I too have had people say, I was listening to your podcast and I'd like to learn more about that or whatever. It's absolutely magical. But let's talk a little bit about the clients that you serve when you are preparing them to be a guest, a well-polished guest. I mean, what is one or two of the things that you see most that you have to correct or change to optimize their performance when they show up?
I think the first one is going in there with the right heart. If you go in there to sell and to pitch, you will not have success. I love a quote by Rand Fishkin, who's the founder of a company called Moz. He said, the best way to sell something today is not to sell anything, but to earn the respect, awareness, and trust of those who might buy. So we can almost see this like in the discovery process, the sales process we go through. You know, are they just trying to hawk something, or do they really want to serve the community? And there's a podcaster, DJ Doug Sandler from Nice Guys on Business. And I love how he said, you don't have to promote yourself. If you do a good job, I'll promote you better than you ever could, right? So it's really telling people that show up to serve. Your job is to make the host look like a genius for introducing you. So that's the first thing we work with them on. And some people are coachable, some people aren't. But that's a mark of a good client. The other thing is probably more in the style of podcasts. A lot of people have had done radio, they've done television. Podcasting is different. Podcasting is more conversational. It's more stories. It's more evergreen. So with that, you want to be timely, but also timeless. And sometimes we have to work with clients on that. So for example, we're recording this in 2020. So you want to make it timely, but if you start to make it too timely and you mention, you know, say you're recording it a week before Christmas and you say, hey, Merry Christmas. Well, that episode may not come out until mid-February, right? And by that time, somebody goes, oh, that's dated. Or maybe they're listening to it 6 months later and it's in the middle of summer. And if you say something like that, it sounds so outdated. So with that, you have to remember that it's a timeless medium. It's evergreen. You know, I don't know if this podcast interview will last, you know, 20 years, but it's at least like a can of soup. you know, 3 to 5 years, people will be listening to it.
Oh, I hope so. And that is my aspiration. So thank you for that. And one of the insights I really picked up for, I mean, I seek to elevate the guest on the show. And it's interesting that guests are groomed to help elevate the host. So there's a common theme here that people, whenever we, whether we're in a business, own our own business or a leader, really, as we elevate each other, we're going to get amazing results, amazing conversations for people to listen to. So this has been a great conversation, but I want to kind of bring it somewhat to a close. I mean, if you had any parting thoughts, insights, or things that you want to share with others, whether it comes to their leadership or maybe considering this media as a way to have their voice heard, what would you like to share with everybody?
Yeah, and I think that's a great question. To me, leadership, you have to be heard to be a leader. You can't be a leader if you're in solitary confinement and nobody hears from you or knows who you are. And today, often we do that to ourselves, right? Especially in this day of remote everything, it's very easy to put your head down and just work and not connect, not have those conversations. I believe we're all, you know, one conversation away, not one funnel away. So if you're listening to this, you know the power of podcasts. You know that you could help a lot of people. Well, it's so easy to do it now, you know, either as a podcast guest, as a podcast host, as both. I would just urge you, share what you know. You've been taught this, you know, we're blessed to be a blessing. Help someone else on that. And if you do that, you'll help build your brand, you'll help build your business. And if there's any way I can help you with that, feel free to reach out to me on everything Deb and I talk about. I'll put back at interviewvalet.com/dropinCEO and put a copy of my book. I sell a lot of copies, but I give away a lot more. I'll put my social media there and my calendar. If I can serve you in any way, please just go there to interviewvalet.com/dropinCEO.
All right, Tom, this has been an absolutely amazing, beautiful conversation. I always get so uplifted by stories, insights, and a side effect, my listeners, your listeners are going to get so much great information. And definitely please check out his work. I am currently a recipient of his great work, great guests that he turns out. And simply thank you for being on my show, Tom. It's been fantastic. Thank you for listening to the Drop-In CEO podcast. I hope you are inspired by our conversation and can apply what you heard to your business or career goals. For more information about our consulting or coaching services, please visit my website at dropinceo.com or visit our Drop-In CEO Facebook group to continue the conversation. Now go out, lead, inspire, and achieve your goals.